This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Israel becomes the first country to begin offering a coronavirus booster to people. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said a third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine will be available to vaccinated people over 60. Bennett said the decision was based on considerable research and analysis, as well as the rise in the risk of the Delta variant. The decision comes at a time of rising infections and concerns that the vaccine's efficacy dwindles over time. Israel's President Isaac Herzog will be the first to get the booster on Friday. It will be offered to the general public beginning Sunday. In the fight against the pandemic, the United States will require civilian federal government employees be vaccinated or submit to regular testing and wear masks. President Joe Biden announced Thursday the same standard will apply to federal contractors. Biden's decision comes as the Delta variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 is rapidly spreading across the country. Biden added that the federal government will reimburse private employers who get paid time off to get vaccinated or take a family member to get shots. And he suggested more states and local governments offer $100 to those who get fully vaccinated. The president also said his medical advisors say there is no need for a booster shot now if you are fully vaccinated. Biden says if the science tells us there is a need for boosters, that's something we'll do. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. A long-delayed Russian laboratory module docked with the International Space Station Thursday, but hours later, the Russian lab knocked the orbiting station out of position when the lab thrusters accidentally fired. It took mission controllers nearly an hour to reposition the International Space Station. The Space Station Program Manager said no damage was identified and there was no immediate danger at any time to the crew. The new Russian module will require many operations, including up to 11 spacewalks beginning in September. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte reversed his termination of a key defense pact with the United States that allows large-scale combat exercises between U.S. and Philippine forces. Philippines Defense Secretary announced Duterte's decision at a joint meeting with reporters Friday. With his visiting counterpart, the Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, in Manila. Austin welcomed Duterte's decision, which he said would help bolster defense relations between the longtime allies. Austin said the Philippines is a vital U.S. ally, its oldest in Asia. The U.S. Navy said Thursday that it's charged a sailor with starting a fire last year that destroyed a warship docked off San Diego. Authorities say the sailor was a member of the crew at the time. No other details were provided, and it's unclear what evidence was found or what the motive was. The amphibious assault ship was nearing the end of a two-year upgrade estimated to cost $250 million when the fire broke out back in July of last year. More than 60 sailors and civilians were treated for minor injuries. A defrocked former cardinal is the first in the United States to be criminally charged with a sexual crime against a minor. Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has been charged with sexually assaulting a teenage boy in the 1970s, according to court documents obtained by the Boston Globe. The victims, alleged McCarrick, began abusing him when he was a boy and fondled him when he was 16. The 91-year-old former cardinal was defrocked by Pope Francis in 2019 after a Vatican investigation confirmed decades of rumors that he was a sexual predator. And Ecuador this week evoked the citizenship of Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, who is currently in a British prison. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.